KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky, 71 degrees. We look forward to a partly cloudy, warm and humid today, a high around 93. There is a heat advisory that begins at 1 p.m., and that'll run until 8 o'clock this evening for heat indices of 102 to 106 plus degrees across southwest Iowa. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. Forecasters are warning about extreme heat and the possibility of severe thunderstorms across much of Nebraska and Iowa today. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for southeast Nebraska and western Iowa this afternoon and this evening because temperatures are expected to soar into the 90s and combined with the humidity to create very hot conditions. Later in the day and into this evening, there is a potential for severe weather to develop across both states. Strong winds, large hail, and heavy rain are possible with those storms. Police in Creston report the arrest early this morning of 27-year-old Angel Sharpstein of Corning. She was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of theft in the fifth degree. The woman was transferred to the Ringgold County Jail, where her bond was set at $300. On Sunday, Terry Squibbs of Creston was cited and released on a promise to appear in court with regard to a charge of allowing an animal to run at large. And a male juvenile was referred to juvenile authorities Sunday night with regard to charges of harassment of a public official and disorderly conduct. The boy was then released to the custody of a family member. On Saturday, 22-year-old Michael Cox of Creston was arrested for public intoxication second offense. He was later released on $1,000 bond. And 29-year-old Corey Laird of Creston was arrested Saturday on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court in connection with a civil case. Laird was later released on $600 bond. The Creston Dairy Queen store reported to police on Saturday that sometime between 11 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Friday, someone had passed a counterfeit bill at that store. The loss was estimated at $100. State Auditor Mary Mosman said the past 12 months her staff have been called in to review the financial records of 18 Iowa cities and local governments.
Sometimes there are one person handling all financial transactions, both the revenue side and the expenditure side, with very little oversight. I think it's well worth the time and resources of this office to investigate and report on these.
Mosman advises all cities, no matter how small, to have a system in place so financial transactions are checked by at least one other person. Mosman said the state-run pension systems in Iowa are in far better shape than pension plans in some other states.
We talk sometimes about the unfunded liability, but comparing us to other states, we're in a good place. And we have four pension systems. And our General Assembly, Governor's Office, they reacted a few years ago.
In 2010, Iowa lawmakers raised the contribution rates for employees paying into the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System, or IPERS, and adjusted how pension payouts were calculated. There are more than 200 state-run pension systems in the U.S. Those systems had nearly $1 trillion in funding gap in 2013, according to a national report. Well, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump spent part of his July 4th with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, fueling speculation about his vice presidential pick. Trump met with Ernst in New Jersey on Monday and praised her in a tweet. Ernst is a first-term senator, a combat veteran, and first woman elected to Congress from Iowa. She ran on a platform of cutting wasteful spending with the slogan, "Make 'em squeal." Trump also spent time over the weekend with Indiana Governor Mike Pence. In addition, the New York billionaire is considering former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, and Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions. In a statement, Ernst said she had a good conversation with Trump, but did not say whether the vice presidency was discussed. Elsewhere in the news, the author of a new book called The Baseball Whisperer says it was a labor of love to honor a man who helped more than 300 players sign contracts with professional teams. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Merle Eberle was the founder and longtime manager of the Clarinda A's. His team showcased college players hoping experience in a summer league might lead to a professional career. One of his pupils was future Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith, the standout shortstop for the St. Louis Cardinals. Michael Tackett, author of The Baseball Whisperer, met Eberle when his own son went to Clarinda to play ball. Eberle's wife, Pat, encouraged Tackett to write the story.
The players I talked to really revered him, and I think that you really see that by the fact that so many of them have kind of stuck with the program.
Merle Eberle died of cancer in June of 2011. Tackett is in Clarinda today to mark opening day for sales of The Baseball Whisperer. I'm OK Henderson.
The American Red Cross has issued an emergency call for blood and blood platelets, urging all eligible donors to give now to replenish an extremely low summer blood supply. Blood donations have fallen short of hospital needs for the past few months, resulting in about 39,000 fewer donations than what's needed, as well as a significant drawdown of the overall Red Cross blood supply. In addition, officials say the Independence Day holiday may have caused many regular donors to postpone donations due to vacation plans. A recent Red Cross poll revealed that more than 75% of donors surveyed indicated vacation plans this summer, many of them occurring the weeks before and after July the 4th. Anna Sanderson, donor recruitment director of the Midwest Blood Services region, says right now blood products are being distributed to hospitals faster than donations are coming in, which is why we're making this emergency request for donations. Sanderson says donations are urgently needed now to meet the needs of hospital patients in the coming days and weeks. So if you've thought about giving blood and helping to save lives, now is the time to do it. It's the blood donations on the shelves that help to save lives when an emergency occurs. To schedule an appointment to donate, use the free blood donor app at redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Red Cross is extending hours at many donation sites to allow for more donors to make an appointment to give. Donation appointments and completion of a Rapid Pass online health history questionnaire are encouraged to avoid longer wait times, and donors with all types of blood are needed. Some of the upcoming blood donation opportunities include in Adair County, in the city of Orient, on July the 6th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Methodist Church. In Audubon County, in Exira, July 18th from noon until 6 p.m. at the Exira Rec Center. Here in Cass County, in Atlantic, on July 13th from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Cass County Hospital. And on July 21st from noon until 6 at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center. For more dates, times, and sites, you can use this. Go to the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. We have a complete listing of all the area counties with blood donor drives. Elsewhere in state news, the estimated Mega Millions jackpot has risen to $449 million, making it potentially the seventh largest jackpot in the U.S. history. Lottery officials in Des Moines say that if any ticket matches the balls drawn today, or tonight actually, the jackpot will be the largest since a $448 million Powerball prize won by a New Jersey family on May the 7th. The highest jackpot drawn in the country was, of course, that $1.6 billion Powerball jackpot that was won in January by players in three states. The odds of picking the correct numbers on the five white balls and one yellow ball in the Mega Millions game are 1 in 259 million. The drawing will take place at 10 p.m. Central Time. And Iowa's oldest county fair is getting ready to celebrate its 175th anniversary. The Lee County Fair in southeast Iowa will mark the event with a mixture of old traditions and new. Brock Westfall, the county fair's president, said the fair will host mule and horse races on Wednesday, as the county fairs used to do. Organizers are also planning a carnival, races, a mixed martial arts competition, sand volleyball tournament, and car shows. On Wednesday, the fair will host a 10-mile bike race and a 4-H FFA livestock parade. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.